This is CliffCentral.com.
When Beyonce walked in the room, my mouth dropped. She had toned down her sex appeal from her stage persona and was looking like the epitome of class. Her dress was like a good Catholic girl, and her hair suggested she was a teacher on the side. She was flanked by her husband, Jay-Z. This was just before the World Cup, back in 2008-09, and they were in town for a charity event. There wasn't much media made of their arrival on purpose because of the charity goal, but I got a chance to meet the Carters because of an invite from the Mandela Foundation. I wrote about Beyonce in my first book about her personal brand. Can you believe it? I got a chance to sign it for her when we greeted. On the page where I mentioned her name is where it all happened. She was really happy that I mentioned her in the vein of a businesswoman and not a celebrity or her sex appeal. So she kissed me on the cheek, guys. That kiss was caught on camera by the official photographer. After the meet and greet, I rushed to the photographer, took down his details, he took down mine, and I told him, please send the photo the next day, urgently. You see, at that time, Facebook was getting big. I needed to show my people. The next day came, nothing. I call him in the afternoon. He finally picks up. I said, dude, where's my photo? He's like, ish, sorry, chief. I deleted it by accident. My mouth dropped. I hung up the phone because, as you can imagine, when I picked my mouth up, I would have said things I may have regretted. You see, I don't expect you to believe this story, but yes, it's true. I'm still traumatized by it to this day. And although this story has nothing to do with today's show, she is in South Africa, and I just wanted to tell it. Welcome back to the Braid and Bread Show. I'm your host, Timothy Maurice. Today will be one of my shortest shows. I simply want you to consider a perception shift about how you see yourself as well as the world, as well as the challenges you face on a daily basis in which you face the entire year. To begin exploring a different way of seeing everything around you requires asking better questions. This show is about exactly that, asking success questions. I've been fortunate to meet a lot of influential people in my life, from Oprah Winfrey to Bill Clinton to Nelson Mandela and, yes, Beyonce. And the one thing I have observed with all of them is the quality of questions they asked little old me. They didn't want to know about my work. They wanted to know what I was passionate about. It shows that a quality question will get so much more out of a conversation. If you ask someone what they do for a living, that's a close question. They can say, I'm a lawyer, doctor, whatever. But if you ask them what they're passionate about, you go deeper into their soul. It's media. But my bigger goal today is to inspire you to think about the questions you ask yourself, not other people. If you're one of those people who ask yourself, why is this happening to me? What's wrong? What did I do wrong? Where did I go wrong? Consider shifting the essence of that question to, what am I learning? You will screw up and you will make mistakes. And mistakes are the perfect recipe for learning and growth. And in the middle of the word learning is the word earn. Just remove the L. So by asking yourself, what am I earning through my learning? You're bound to change your life drastically because you realize that the learning through the challenges is giving you and progressing you and helping you evolve on so many levels, from spiritually, mentally, financially, everything. There are so many stories of people who changed this simple formula in the questions they asked themselves, from the guy who pioneered the mobile phone, who in the 1970s was asked by his employee to design a phone for the car, but instead he asked himself what he wanted. And then he designed a phone for people to be more mobile because he thought people would want a phone not just in the car, but outside the car. And this changed the world and him. Even to the questions I ask myself daily about what I learned after my Beyonce photo was deleted. I learned to get the photo immediately and not wait for the next day. What are you learning and earning? Let me know how this approach to question asking fundamentally changes your life. Email me, podcast@timothymaurice.com, and enjoy the boost. We'll be back next week with the next episode.
This is CliffCentral.com.